to Ryan Purdy up in North Platte this morning. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can you believe we're to November's Board of Governors meeting? That means December right around the corner, and gosh, the first semester is just about done.
It's coming up quickly. That is for sure. Yeah, next week Thanksgiving, a couple weeks of classes, finals, and then off to the break for a couple weeks. So yeah, it's coming quick.
It is. All right, let's get to the agenda. Ryan, I know it was packed full of good stuff last night, wasn't it?
It was a long meeting, so a good meeting, but lots of action items. But first, you know, exciting pieces. We did do a groundbreaking ceremony for our electrical technology building that we're going to build on North Campus. It'll be the first instructional building we've built on that campus since 1992, so it's been 32 years. And so I'm excited to give electrical technology a new space. It is a program that's consistently full, 14, 15 students. If you're not enrolled by the time fall enrollment or registration opens in the spring, you're out. So make sure that you get there if that's something you want. But we added electrical automation control about 4 years ago at the request of some of our manufacturing businesses. And so that program's also been full. It's on a two-year rotation, so it is a two-year program, but we only start a new cohort every other year. But that will allow them for some expansion, then also allow us for some work with the area high schools. And so we've not been able to do any electrical exploration, career pathways, or anything with any of them just because of space constraints. And so this should open up a little bit of space for that exploration as well. So great, 32 years. It's well worth it, the time. And allows, you know, the old facility, it'll be kind of a flex space for a while until we find out what its permanent reuse is. If it has an extra life, we'll have to kind of play that by ear, but just excited to have some opportunity for some new programming.
All right. What else on the agenda last night?
So that was the ribbon cutting, the work session. We did have our auditor from Dana Cole present the audit findings, which there were none, which was awesome. No recommendations. So clean audit, unmodified opinion is what they call it these days on the opinion letter from the accountant. But we did have that presentation, so our enrollment audit, our student federal financial aid audit, and our financial audit was all clean, which was awesome. We did then have Kelly, she gave the enrollment report and some of the new things they're doing. She introduced Warren Brookson, who is our new Dean of Enrollment Services. He started here November the 4th, and so excited to have that position filled as well. That was one that Kelly had kind of done a dual role with her VP in that one, and then split the Dean of Enrollment Services with our Dean of Registration, admissions and recruiting position. So this is a position we've brought back, and we hope it will help us with the recruiting and student services piece. But overall, we've seen the increases again continue in early entry dual credit, and on the online side, our community campuses are kind of flat. Our main campuses are kind of flat, so it's time to bring in some new blood, I guess, if you will, and leadership with Warren and see where we can take it. So that concluded the work session. And then, yeah, I've had a pretty lengthy board meeting agenda. So just to go through that real quick, Jalen Dickey and Candy Kern both gave the student updates, kind of a busy November. And we have Santa's workshops coming up, North Platte McCook here, and Dan will talk about that in a little bit. And then, you know, basketball seasons are off running, and volleyball seasons have come to a close for the year. And so things are just flying. But we did re-award Kathy Nutt and Kayla Thurman with their NCCA Administrators and Faculty Awards that we were given at the NCCA meeting a couple of weeks ago. And so just thank them again for their service to the college. And then hopped into the action items and did the housekeeping, the bills and the minutes and those types of things. Approved the audit report that the Dana Cole again presented to us. We approved the NCCA dues. For 2025, that is our share of our association office in Lincoln. There, she's kind of the eyes and ears for us when we can't be in Lincoln, especially when the legislature is going on, but then also assembles our priorities and helps work with legislators to get those into legislative bills. And then moved to the East Campus stuff. So approved a bid from Yondas for East Campus conference room and vestibule technology. This will be the stuff that's out front when you walk in the new facility and then also into that convention center space. And then approved a bid from CDW for televisions and projectors, again, in that conference space and throughout the facility. So I'm starting to get those final things on order so we can make sure they're here and ready to be installed for the spring semester. Moving past those things, just approved a small bid from Steels Construction to do some demolition and reconstruction of a structure that protects the electrical transformer and the gas line that feeds the North Campus facility, just the way it was designed initially, with no capstone. All the brick and mortar kind of had deteriorated to the point where it was a safety hazard, so we needed to get that taken care of, so we did approve that bid. We agreed to stay with the Nebraska Community College Insurance Trust for an additional 3 years, from July of 25 through June of 2028. We've been with them for about 21 years. It helps us to lower our insurance costs by pooling with the other community colleges. And so, you know, we all know that insurance is very volatile right now. It goes up and down. It doesn't go down. It goes up a varying amount that we don't necessarily like. And so hopefully this will help us keep some of those premiums in check. But we have experienced some increases in the last several years. And then finally, if I have a big one, it's not North Platte, just McCook only. It is not just North Platte. It also will feed into McCook as well. But NJC Division 2 is kind of dissolved for Region 9, and so is now North Platte is going to move to Division 1. That kind of was spearheaded by Central, who chose to leave Region 9 and go to Region 11 with Northeast into that Iowa side. And then you had Southeast and North Platte that were left in Division 2. We kind of waited to see what Southeast wanted to do, thought they might follow suit and go Iowa's way, but they decided to stay in Region 9 and go Division 1. So that left North Platte is the sole Division One, so our Division Two. So we moved to Division One up here as well, and it will actually increase home competition for the women's softball team in North Platte and the women's basketball and women's volleyball. And so excited for those opportunities, but it also then encouraged us to take a hard look at what we're offering for our room and board scholarships as well. So all of the teams, McCook included, we'll be under a little bit different structure. We'll have some increases in some of those room and board waivers to help them with their recruiting process as well. So kind of excited about that for all the teams and see what happens now that all the teams are going to be Division One.
Yep. North Platte Community College has been Division Two quite a long time, haven't they?
Men's team has always been Division One, but the women's team, I want to say it's been probably 15 to 18 years, Rich, since the women's volleyball and basketball went down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I think, finally, one more thing for especially in McCook, get on your calendar. January 15th is right now the tentative ribbon cutting for East Campus. So that meeting is usually in North Platte, but the board did take out action last night to move that to McCook so we can coincide it with the board meeting, but have that ribbon cutting of East Campus and really unveil that awesome project to the community.
Yeah, that's exciting times. We've talked about it. I talked about Sharon Kiker. She is going to be her office over there, and we talked to her here on Monday during the Open Line program, and boy, she's excited as well. It's this beautiful building, and here we go. It's all going to be open up second semester.
Yeah, I think you'll walk in, and what we did keep, and I'll just kind of spill the beans. We were able to keep the elk that was in the terrazzo. They actually saved it and left it there, so you're going to see that elk. So you're going to know where you're at when you walk in the building if you were in there before. You'll get a good feel for when you walk in the ballroom or the convention center space. But after that, you're going to think, wow, this is not the same building. It is incredible what they've been able to do.
Wow. The Elks, of course, formerly the Elks Club for many, many, many years.
It was. So that was one piece we wanted to keep, especially for all the old-timers that had been through that before and had spent some time when they walk in. It kind of gives you chills a little bit to think of what that building was versus what it is now.
All right. Anything else, Ryan?
You know, tuition, fees, room, board are things that they're always on the DACA every year, and so the board did approve increases last year. Students will see about a 3.3% increase in tuition, about $4 per credit hour, and on the housing and food side, about a 3.7% increase, depending on what meal plan you're on, it could be as high as 4. But overall, probably about 3.5% increase in total cost to attend next year.
All right. Daniel, I had some information, too. Is that right, Daniel?
You're right. Santa's Workshop returns to McCook Community College with festivities planned for 6:30 to 8:30 in the Graff Event Center on December 5th. The event is organized by MCC Student Life Department and is free and open to the public. Life is full of change, and at Mid Plains Community College, we are here to help make sure you achieve your dreams. Help us grow the future by transforming yours. Spring classes begin January 13th, so don't delay and call 308-345-8100.
All right, guys, we are winding up the first semester right around the corner, a couple of weeks, and then the kids get off school second semester for about a month or so, don't they?
They do. So we'll close at 3 o'clock and next Wednesday, just to allow time for our staff to travel for their Thanksgiving holiday. And then on December 24th, we'll close again at 3 o'clock on that day, and we'll reopen on January the 2nd. So because a couple of opportunities for our staff to enjoy some time away.
December meeting is going to be what date now?
December meeting will be December 18th, so in North Platte.
In North Platte.